Welcome to Five by Faith, podcast for teens.
We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Is your host, Mommy?
You're supposed to say her real name.
I forgot. Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? I'd like to encourage you to fly by faith and not by sight. Why fly and not live or walk or whatever your Bible translation says? Because to fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. Today I have with me a teen guest, Sarah Mason. So my friend, who's another young adult author, Karen Gruntz, she told me about Sarah. They know each other from church, I think it is what it was. And so my friend Karen said that Sarah would be a great guest. So here we are, and I'm looking forward to hearing from her. Sarah, welcome to Fly by Faith.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell me and our listeners about yourself.
Well, like you said, my name is Sarah Mason, and I am in the 10th grade at Bixby High School here in Oklahoma. I am an only child, and I enjoy reading and running.
Nice. Those are good things. I love it. So if those of you who are listening, if you've listened to this podcast before, you'll know what the second question typically is. Sarah, what has God been speaking to you lately?
Well, I feel as though God has been telling me to be more supportive of others, both in their faith and just throughout each day. Sometimes it can be hard for me as I get caught up in all the stresses of high school to just turn around and see that someone else is struggling too, because there's homework and just friend things, and it's just really hard sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta give a lending hand. I feel like God just really has been trying to tell me that I need to start doing that more.
That's so great. I love that too, that you are realizing that there's more to life than just focusing on ourselves, right? That there's other people who struggle, and even some of the things that we go through, maybe someone else is going through that too, and maybe they could use that encouragement and support from a friend. That's wonderful. I love it. How can I be praying for you, and listeners can agree? Anything specific?
Well, I will probably say that God would just show me those people who need that support, the people who just need somebody to just like say, hey, like, how are you today? Like, just somebody like that, just pinpoint each day, like, I think I need to help out this person. And also that God would just remind me to dedicate everything I achieve to the one who actually made it happen. Sometimes, you know, when I'm running, I'm just like, oh, you know, I got a PR. I got to get my personal record. When really I just have to say, I'm doing this for God because God made this happen.
Preach it. Yeah, that's so great. And I'd love to pray for you for that. And anybody listening, if you feel like you relate to anything that I pray, please let me know. This is not just for Sarah. This is for all the listeners, because like she said, we're supporting each other. We're encouraging each other. And that's even the point of this podcast, is to do all of that. So Sarah, I'd love to pray for you, and you can all agree. If you do want some prayer, you can check out my website at authoramyearles.com, or you can text me, Amy Earls. My number is 541-224-6521. I'd love to pray for you. Sarah, I'd like to share a verse with you. Listen in. Hebrews 11:19 in the New Living Translation. Abraham assumed that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Sarah, my encouragement to you is that when you have faith, even if it's small, God can do anything. He can bring things to life that have seemed dead, and even dreams, desires, friendships, even those connections that you were talking about of supporting other people, even that right place for you. God can, and He wants to perform miracles in your life. And I just want to believe that for you. Let me pray for you. God, you are Lord of all. Lord of Sarah's life, of her hopes, her dreams, her discouragements, even her desires. You see them all and you care. And I pray that you would breathe your breath of life into her goals and her ambitions to reach out to others. You know of great things that are in Sarah's future, and you will make them happen. But not because of what Sarah does on her own, but because of her faith and dependence on you. Give her a deeper trust in you, God, a deeper love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Fly By Faith, a podcast for teens with Amy Earls and Sarah Mason. Until next time, on Huerto.